Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do.
And meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
Fucking Levon Helm. Fuck! That's what I'm talking about. Levon. Levon Helm. If you don't know who Levon Helm is, he's basically the lead singer of the band. Played drums, one of the greatest drum-playing singers you've ever heard. Phil Collins is one of them, too. Don Henley. Fucking lesson for you out there. Welcome to the show. Hey, not only that, welcome to the rebranded, beautifully put, Broken-Tailed Dog with Josh Accardo. Broken-Tailed Dog with Josh Accardo. There's no more Slam Pick Podcast. It is now Broken-Tailed Dog. I have renamed the show. It's a reference to something in one of my favorite books of all time, Breakfast of Champions by Kurt Vonnegut. And I'll just leave it at that, but it means a lot. And I think in our current climate, this show is more appropriately named. It's a show that focuses on females in the industry and some dudes, but mostly females. So that being said, today our show is really fun, really great, and really insightful. I always say insightful because most of these episodes are. That's kind of the point of the show, so I'm trying not to be redundant with that word, but that's just the reality. And for you first-time listeners, I want you to make sure you know that that's what it is. My guest is Haley Fox. Haley is a model from Czech Republic, and she is it still the Czech Republic? Well, we'll find out in the interview, but she's from Czech, and she's awesome, really nice girl. And you know what? I can't speak. Technically, I am bilingual because Pidgin English, which is the Hawaiian dialect, is now considered a language, and I speak it because I'm half Hawaiian. But in reality of it all, the fact that she can speak English as well is fucking – she's showing off. I mean, she's only 20. So we get to talk about her life out in Czech and then what she's doing here in New York now, and it's a really great interview. Haley's a really nice girl, and I think you'll dig it. So check it out. I am a very lucky guy, and I've talked about this a lot. I have the fortune to be able to interview some pretty interesting people, and I have someone in front of me that I find extremely interesting. Model extraordinaire, straight out of the Czech Republic, Haley Fox. Say hello to everybody.
Hello. That was pretty nice from you.
Right? That's a good
Thank
one.
Thank you, yeah.
Just so the audience knows, Haley speaks like, what, four languages?
German, Czech, and English.
In English. So three languages. English is your third.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So you learn how to speak German. Obviously, you're from Czech, so that's your native tongue. But then you spoke German and then English.
Exactly.
And you're 20. Are you 20 yet?
I just turned 20 2 days ago.
Oh my God, happy birthday.
I wanted to bring you a cake, but I forgot.
But it's your birthday, so the custom is me to give you a cake. So we have to get you a cake. I didn't know it was it was coming up, but I didn't know it was 2 days ago.
I have like a huge cake, like chocolate cake. And I was thinking like, I need to bring him a cake. And then in the morning, I stood over. I was just like, oh my God, I need to get it, but I forgot.
You're such a sweet gal. So you're just out of your teens. And now you're here with me. You're so lucky. So for the audience out there, Haley's English is pretty fucking great. It's a lot better than my Czech. But we're going to keep it as basic as possible so you can articulate yourself in a lovely way.
Thank you.
Can't wait. All right. So I met Haley through, what was it? I think it was Model Mayhem when I was casting something. And then her and I started talking, and she has a really great story, and I thought she would be so good for the show, so that's why I have her in now. So the little bit I know about you is you're from Czech, and you started modeling fairly recently, right?
Yes. It was like 2 years ago, 1.5 years ago. I basically graduated like 7 months ago, mm-hmm. and since that I have been traveling a lot, like for shoots. Before I was doing modeling mainly in the Czech Republic, sometimes in Germany, in Croatia. But
so Czech Republic, is that like a party place? Is that what I hear, that people party in Czech?
Yeah, but I like to be honest, I find like party in Prague sucks.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. Because I always hear about Prague. Like people are, and maybe it's just Americans. Like, fucking Prague is the best. Oh my god, Prague is so great. But you're saying it's all right.
Yeah, it's like it's okay, but I prefer Paris somewhere else.
Yeah. So you're from Czech. You're born there, and you is it one of those situations where people live in a place. And I don't know how I've heard. I mean, like I said, the only thing I know about Czech is the parties, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how it is to be a citizen there. Like, what is it like? What is because I mean, I just know that you're pursuing endeavors mm-hmm. outside of there. You know what I mean? So yeah. How what's it like there? I mean, give me kind of an example of like what a normal day is for you and why you would want to leave.
Okay, so my normal day. Actually, I come from a really small village. I grew up in a village. The village has like.
What's the name of it?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
It's called Živřice.
That's a fucking hard... You have a hard language.
Yeah.
So is Czech like a combination of Russian and something else, or what is it?
I don't really understand Russian.
You don't, but is it similar?
Some people say it's similar, but mostly the old generation says it's similar.
Okay. But not so much now,
no,
in your opinion.
No, not
okay.
at all.
So you grew up in a small village, which I could never say. You could... Say it slow. Let me see if I can do it.
Okay. Živřice.
Živřice. You're laughing at me, but that first part was not slow, you
yeah,
fucker.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. One more time.
Do it again.
Živřice.
Okay. Is it start with a J?
Ž. You don't have the letter.
Okay. All right, we don't have the letter. All right. No. This is great. Good. I thought I was... Nah, I know I'm not that dumb. Živřice. Is it Živřice or Gi?
Živřice.
Živřice.
Dice.
Gitsa.
Dice.
Dice.
Yes.
Živřice Dice.
Yes.
Ah!
Cool.
Man, I'm a worldly dude. That's how I'm a champion. So you grew up in that village. And how small is the village?
The village has like 700 inhabitants.
700 people
yes,
live there.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. Only 700 people.
Okay. Let me ask you. Okay. So for those, you're going to look up Haley. She's very pretty. So 700 people live in your village.
Yes.
You, when it comes to finding a partner, you probably are sleeping with the family member if you stay in that village, right? Only 700
people.
If I people,
stayed in
so
the village,
small.
But I never stayed in that village.
But how close are you? Like, what's the biggest city closest to
okay,
your village?
Okay, actually, the whole Czech Republic is the same size as New York. The whole Czech Republic has only like 10 million people
total. Okay.
Yes, and the city, like the city I went to school to, it's called Liberec, and mm-hmm. it's like 25 minutes by car, so
okay.
it's pretty
from
close.
Your village.
Yes.
Okay. And how many people are in that city?
100,000.
Okay.
It's
so
kind
that's
of small.
That's
too,
a better number.
Yeah, it's
than
better.
700.
Yes, I don't need to sleep with.
So you don't have to be your family member yes. when you go to that city. So you grew up. Is your family all from that village too? Your mother, father?
No,
like...
no. They were from different villages, but actually, all my members of my family are from villages.
Okay. And they, why would they go to that village? You were born in that village. So.
No, I was born really close.
But
it
they
was
moved
like,
you to that
yeah,
little village.
Yeah, exactly. I was like 4 when I moved.
So when you tell your family, I know you're really close to your mom. I think you live with your mom out
yes,
there, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
When you were like...
No, actually, I used to live there with my like both parents. And after that, I moved out. Like when I was 14,
mm-hmm.
I moved out to the town like that has like 100,000 people.
Okay, so when you're 14, you left with your
yes,
mom to
yes.
the town. Okay,
mm-hmm.
but the most of your childhood...
I spent there.
There. So, when you tell your mom, like, hey, I'm gonna... Because this is what I know about your story, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is you started modeling a year and a half ago, you started doing some stuff around the surrounding areas of your country, and then pretty quickly, you go, I'm gonna go to New York. I think
yeah.
it was an accident, right? Where you got stuck here or something?
Yes,
okay.
It was an accident. It's like... I never felt like a real Czech girl.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean to be a Czech girl? Like, what's your average Czech girl do? Because they're pretty. You're pretty. Are a lot of Czech girls probably attractive? Do they do a lot of mail order brides? Can I order a Czech girl? Like, let's say I wanted to get married and I was having a hard time finding a wife here.
Oh my God, you're not the first one who's asking me this.
I know. This isn't. That's why I'm saying I want to put it to rest here. So a lot of girls in Czech, if they look like you, do they mm-hmm. go on those sites to be mail order brides? That
can
you know
be.
Of. Have you ever met anybody that
no.
does that? Okay.
No.
All right. But what is an average Czech girl like?
An average Czech girl is pretty much the same as American girls. Come on.
But you're saying that you didn't see yourself as a Czech girl. So what does that mean?
I don't really feel like Czech Republic is my... I really like Czech Republic because I have family there. But I don't really feel like I belong anywhere. I feel like I can start living, for example, in... I see, like, there's a Hawaii. I can live in Hawaii.
So you're saying that you're in Hawaii. So you're saying that the reason why you left Czech is not necessarily because you just want a model. You left because you have aspirations to just be somewhere else.
Yes. All right. Exactly. Okay. Like, to meet new people, to change something.
Because you're an adventurer of sorts.
Yes, definitely.
So when you're living in Czech and you're telling your mom, like, hey, I'm going to try to go to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
What, I'd have to assume, since she's still there, that she was very scared for you.
I did not really ask. I just said that.
So you just left?
I just said that.
You just said you're going to do this and then you left. But what did she say to you? Did she say anything? Does she say anything now?
It's like, I'm in touch with her. I write her, like, every second day, like, email, like, hey, mom, I'm okay.
Alive. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But
she never says, Haley, I don't want you to do this, or you need to come home, or...
No, because she knows that if she said that, it would ruin our relationship.
Really? You would be that angry with her if she was like, hey, I really miss you, and I feel like it's better
and
if you're home.
And she feels I would not be happy. I would not be happy
so
if
she knows.
Were home. Yes.
So did you want to leave even when you were young? Like, when you were in that little village... And then they moved, your family moved to that bigger city.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, at 14, did you go, I really want to get out of here?
Yeah, because the city is not big. It's like, it's a bigger city than
the
village.
But you didn't know, I mean, compared to your village, though, it's huge. How do you know it's not big at that point? You're 14, and you just come from a 700-person place.
Yeah, it's like Prague is really close to that. It's like Prague is really close to the town. It's like 1 hour by bus, so actually... After school, I always took a bus to Prague, and I spent there, like, every afternoon.
So you're a 14-year-old girl.
It was, like, I was 15.
And you're, like, going to Prague now to hang out.
Not just for like, to hang out, but...
What's in Prague? See, this is the thing. We're missing details.
Yeah.
Here are the details we're missing. There has to be some kind of connection between you... And going to this city, and then you realizing, like, it's not that big of a city. Do you realize that? Because I know you're young, so you've always had access to the internet. You've always had Google and all that. What was one of the things that, pop culture-wise, that you saw that you were like,
okay,
oh, there are bigger things out there?
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. I have always been interested in finance and in not casual stuff. So it's like after I turned 15, 16, I started going to Prague, like, for trainings. And
to earn money?
No.
Well, I mean, to learn how to...
That's
what I mean,
yes.
Learn how to make money, because you're into finance.
Oh, kind of, but actually I paid for that. So, yeah, I was learning, like, how to...
You're learning how to...
Yes.
Have a career.
Yes, and my dad really wanted me to be a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So I also went to some courses, like to some lessons for how to become a lawyer. So I basically went there for that. I was not a good student, like absolutely not. I was always interested in different things, for example, during lessons, I was doing my stuffs. I used to work as a financial advisor. It's
so
probably
stocks.
Not stocks. It's like, I worked for many companies. It's like banks and insurance companies. And we always, like, for example, I had a client, 50 years old, 2 children, and...
So you're investing their money?
It's not about investing. It's about showing them what opportunities he has.
What opportunities his money he could
have. Basically, I compared...
So you're a financial advisor of sorts.
Yes.
Okay, so this is what I'm saying. Is it your...
But I was not investing the money.
Of course not. You weren't touching the money. You were just advising people if they wanted to do something.
I was only showing him the products that he can use.
So you're saying you're in high school. That's what high school age is here, 15, 16. And you are interested in making more money and learning about money and how to have a career.
Yes.
Because I have to assume where you're from, that little village, having a career is probably not something that a lot of people have. They work in the village and they do... village things, which would be whatever, keeping the village up and running, and there's not much glamour there or money, or it's hard to make a lot of money in that village,
right?
Of course. It's hard. Obviously it would be.
Uh-huh.
So then you go to another city and you're like, okay, this city is still too small. I want to go to the bigger city so I can understand more about having a career. So you go into Prague and you take lessons, or you take classes.
Exactly.
Okay, but even during those classes, you're not a good student, or because you said you weren't a good student.
At school, like at high school.
Okay, so when you just said you weren't a good student, what were you referring to when you were during your lesson? You'd be doing something else. Is that in high school?
Yeah,
high school. But when you go take these lessons in Prague about finance or how to give people,
I was a good student.
You were good there because you enjoyed that.
Yes, but I wasn't a good student at high school.
Okay.
Because I did not really like the stuff you were doing there.
Are you taking those? Because now you're supposed to be in college now.
Yes.
If you were to actually do college.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you ever even attempt to do college? Because you just ended high school, about two years ago?
I was about to do that. It's like I finished high school 6 months ago or 7 months.
7 months ago?
I don't know what.
So you were 19 when you finished high school? Yes. Is that normal?
Yes. In the Czech Republic, it's normal.
Oh, okay.
We need to study like 1 year longer than you do.
Oh, okay.
So
now this is all coming together. Yeah. Okay. So you were still doing your studies in high school a year ago.
Yes.
When you were 19.
Actually, 7 months ago.
7 months ago. Yes. So you recently graduated. Yes. And you graduated from high school in 2016, which is this year.
Yes.
7 months ago.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. So I never knew that you guys went to school a year longer than us.
Yeah. We did.
So you were modeling even in high school then. You started a model.
Yes, I started.
A year and a half ago, you were still in high school.
It's really complicated. I did like so many things.
Well, I'm sure. Let's narrow down to this though. Because you said you want to be in finance. You said you wanted a career. You take these lessons. You like the lessons you took.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure people always complimented you on the way you look. And I'm sure men always came on to you.
It was kind of a problem in finance.
What? The way you look?
Yes.
Why? A lot of women in finance here in America are very attractive. I've met a lot of them. But why was it a problem for you?
For me, it was a problem because the guys, like my clients, they
want to take you out.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. They want to take you out. They want
it
to
was
go,
kind
hey,
of like yeah. I wanted to keep it professional and just like, okay, so this, you have this, this, this. And they were just like, okay, it's like, but I'm interested in something more. I was just like, I'm sorry.
Okay, so just to let you guys know, if you haven't looked up Haley yet, Haley is a very curvy girl, and you're very buxom, so like you have big boobs, right? So you're also, you got this accent, and obviously you don't have that accent when you're talking to your native people, like back in Prague, but here you have that accent, and you kind of have this look. And you're saying that's problematic for you. That's a problem, because sometimes men don't know how to separate the two when they need to. A lot of these men would say, hey, would you like to go on a date with me?
That's true.
And you started to model, which kind of perpetuates that in a way, because now you're not doing finance, you're modeling. And I'm sure a lot of men come on to you even more now than when you were doing your professional work. So I guess my question to you is, what do you think, like, is there a way for an attractive woman to put that out of the realm of discussion? Is it the way you dress thing? Is it a way you, I think it's so hard for you. That sucks. I mean, I realize that there's some strength in your beauty, right? I'm sure you get a lot of things sometimes because people want to know you and be next to you. I'm sure that sometimes sucks because I don't really want to get to know you or get next to you for the right reasons all the time.
That's true. That's true.
But it must be hard when you truly do want to have a career in something that has nothing to do with the way you look. So what do you think has to happen for people to take you completely seriously? I mean, maybe now it's not that big of a concern for you because you are only 20. But
it definitely takes a lot of practice. Like, for being taken like seriously, it's information. If you have many information,
if you come off as smart, then that pretty stuff will take a back seat.
I guess so.
I think that might be a good approach, that you're saying that if I know my job really, really fucking well, even better than any man, eventually people will minus out the fact that they want to go out with me.
Exactly.
And it sounds ridiculous to say that out loud like
time.
That.
It definitely takes some time, like to study hard.
Does that bum you out? Like when you would do some of those consultations with clients, and then you would think I'm doing it, like you would you were doing a good job. You were giving them information. You were passionate about it. And you thought, wow, I really understand this and I feel good about myself.
Yeah.
Would it make you feel a little less when they would, after all of that, they would go, well, what about you and I getting together? Would that like kind of bum you out? I know it would bum me out. Especially if I'm working really hard. Like, you're a hard worker. Like, that's one thing about you I do know. You work really hard. So if you're working really hard and you're doing your thing and you're studied and you're giving someone sound advice, you're doing your job, and then they go, oh, that's great, but what about...
Yeah, it ruins completely all the work.
Yeah, it really bums you out, right?
Absolutely.
Because then they're basically saying to you, I didn't hear anything you just said to me.
I was thinking about something completely
else. Yeah, and you could have been saying stupid shit to me. I would still hire you, or I would still want to deal with you if you would go out on a date with me.
That sucks. It sucks. It feels like I want to use my brain.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It sucks. God damn it. Sorry, I'm just being dramatic. I think people forget that. Not all people, but I think in this, and granted, like, you have an Instagram that shows your modeling and you do nude modeling and you do things that are artistic, but also they spark sexual thoughts, obviously, and they're very sensual. That doesn't mean, though, that you're not smart either. You know what I mean? Like, these are the things, like, why can't these things go hand in hand? And I'm always trying to figure out, like, what can we do as a society, as male, women, LGBTQ, trans, whatever you are, what can we do to be well-rounded enough to not have to go there? Now, I'm a man, and I do a show that focuses a lot on male-female dynamic, and I'm pretty notorious for being very sexual. I pride myself on years of therapy trying to understand when something is, I don't know, human interaction as opposed to just a sexual urge, right? So, I don't know, man. I don't know how we can do it, Haley. I don't know what we're going to do. I think we're all lost. I think it's over. I think it's all over. This is the last interview ever going to be done.
And come the world on, ends it's tomorrow. Never over. It's never over.
So, what are the... So now you're here in New York, and you're only here for a short time, and you can only come for a short time because of the parameters that they put on visitors from other countries being here. So what are you doing here, and what is ultimately your goal? Do you want to be in America? Do you want to live in America?
Absolutely. It's like the day I came to New York, I expected myself to feel like excited, like really excited, like, oh my God, I'm really in New York, because like when I was young, I was like crazy about New York. I was crazy about LA. I was crazy about big cities because I really wanted to live in one. And when I came to New York, it was like a few months ago, I felt like I'm home. I felt like I belong here.
Yeah.
So that's definitely the city I want to visit. It's like in a few days I'm going to LA. That's another city I really loved. So I will see, like, if I will feel really, like, good there.
Mm-hmm.
But I know New York is a city where I will live.
Yeah, you think you want to live here. It's hard to do that. So you have to become a mail order bride then. Is that what you're saying? You have to be ordered online to get a husband and
Take her? Yeah, probably. But there is almost a way. So who wants to marry me?
Everybody, please submit to the email of the show, and I will go ahead and vet all applications to marry Haley, and I will pick the right mate for her.
Okay, and I want a nice dress, please.
And she needs a nice dress immediately. If you want even a shot, you better send a nice dress. So when you are on the road like you are, I mean, you're on the road a lot. Like, you carry this bag around with you everywhere, this roller bag.
Yes.
And I'm like, I always
think you're... The wheels are already zooming.
She looks like she's moving all the time. It always looks like, where are you moving to this time? Like, you are... I think I noticed this because I fucking hate carrying bags. Like, I travel for my job, and I really dislike traveling. Like, carrying a suitcase is the hugest... Not even carrying... Rolling a suitcase to me is one of the largest inconveniences of my life for some reason. I guess I'm spoiled, or I guess I'm just not irritated by the bigger issues. It's the little shit that gets to me. And you and this fucking suitcase are attached to each other at the hip.
Absolutely.
So basically, you have to figure out because you're not a rich girl. You're 20 years old, and you're out here hustling with your shoots, and that's how you make your money. You don't have a day gig out here. It's not like you are working. You're constantly shooting. So you have to put up with not only am I going to make enough money to eat today, but also, like, what if this fucking shoot falls through and now I just lost $200? Or what if this happens and now I can't get there? I mean, transportation in New York, it's great, mass transit, but sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it sucks. So then you have shoots in Jersey and all these other places because there's so many places you can get to around here. And then you're like, well, fuck, I don't have any money for this or that. That's where your looks might come in, though, huh? Because I guarantee you people probably go, hey, do you want to come stay with me? And now you have all these creepy guys being like, come sleep in this bed with me. And don't worry, I'll just look at your feet.
Look at my feet. That would be
and you're
most...
like, but you can stay here. But you can stay here, though.
Yeah. I was offered that many times. Of course
of
I was.
Of course. The feet part, I bet, too. All that was offered.
No.
So why, when you came here, why would you come here with, did you already have someone set up to stay with? Did you already have, like, gigs lined up? Or did you literally, because I feel like sometimes with you, you're, maybe because partially because you're young, but I think a lot of it has to do with your personality. It's a fucking, I'm going to do it, that's it, period. I'll figure it out, and that's that. Like,
yeah.
You just do it. So I'm assuming you didn't have a lot of shit lined up when you came out here, did you?
The first time I came to New York, I had no shoot. I had no.
You just showed up on a plane and just started emailing
people? Yeah, I had a photo shoot in Dominican Republic, and I wanted to stay there like 5 days, no, 4 days for a photo shoot, and after that, it's like a week for vacation.
Okay.
But I was there basically alone, but I was thinking like, okay, I'll relax there and so. And I, like, on my way to Dominican Republic, I met some really interesting people in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So basically my return ticket was from Dominican Republic to Europe with a stop in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to buy a different ticket, like, right after the shoot.
So you did the shoot in the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
You did that shoot, and then because of the way...
Because of who you met,
you went to Miami.
Yes, exactly.
And you had to go back to DR... to get home because that's the way the ticket was
constructed. No. I had to go back like because the return ticket was like from Dominican Republic to Europe with a stop in Miami. So I was thinking like, okay, so I will just book a different ticket like a few days like right after the shoot.
I'm sorry. I'm logistically obsessed with things. So you do the shoot in Dominican Republic.
Yes.
But when you originally bought your ticket, you didn't know you were going to Miami, but it just so happens you had to?
I knew, because there's no ticket, like direct ticket, like from Europe to Dominican Republic. There's stop
the
in
bigger
Miami.
International airports in
yes,
Miami.
Exactly.
So you always had to stop in Miami.
Exactly.
Okay, so when you were flying home, you flew to Miami and said,
yes.
I'm going to stay here longer.
Yes,
okay.
I was just like, okay, I was not supposed to stay in Miami. Actually.
Of course you weren't, but you bought a new ticket to stay there longer.
Yes,
yeah.
And when I wanted to go home, actually, like the day of, the last day of in Miami, I came to the airport and I wanted to check in, and they just told me like, but you are not on the plane, we are sorry, and the plane is already full.
This is after you already hung out in Miami for a while?
Yeah, exactly.
So what you're saying to the audience, because this happens to a lot of Americans a lot of the time, is that you had to stop in Miami to fly to DR.
Yes.
You go to DR, do the shoot. Now you have to fly back to Miami to get your flight back to
yes.
Europe. You can't. You decide, I'm not going to do that. Let me stay an extra couple days here in Miami. I'll buy a new ticket.
No.
So you didn't even update your ticket.
No. I was supposed to stay in Dominican Republic longer, but I decided to go to Miami instead.
So you abbreviated your stay in DR and went to Miami?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But you still had a ticket to leave Miami
yes.
the day you were already supposed to leave.
Yes.
Okay.
But American Airlines canceled my ticket.
Thinking why? Why would
because
they cancel?
Because I basically missed the flight from Dominican Republic to Miami.
Because you didn't check in the DR.
Yes.
Ah, so you didn't adjust your actual flight.
No,
you
just I
bought
just bought a different
okay.
ticket.
I
now did I not know that.
I'm like a fucking travel agent. I'm like,
I had
well,
no
ma'am.
Idea. I had no idea there's a possibility of canceling my ticket.
So because you never checked into your original flight.
They canceled
they
my
ticket. They said, this
ticket
bitch ain't here,
to,
and she
yes.
canceled you.
Yes.
So then you get to the airport thinking I'm going home, and they're like, nah.
Exactly.
And then you go, what?
So
you don't freak out, I assume, because you're here. So you're like, well, I'll just stay in Miami. Is that what you did?
No, basically I was like, I was kind of surprised, and I was just thinking like, oh, that's kind of funny that I'm stuck in Miami.
I don't find any of that funny, but I appreciate how much you find it funny. But I
had one friend, and he was just like, he was freaking out at the airport. He was like really angry.
See,
he was
the thing, like, I always, you find all these friends, like, that's the, we've talked about the downside of being attractive, and now we're talking about the upside. I'm on stage, and I make friends because maybe four people think I'm funny, four weirdo dudes in Livonia, Michigan think I'm funny, so they drive me around to a movie or something. But with you, you land in a place you've never been. You meet five people. They're like, yeah, come stay with me. It's like you have a – I would love to travel the world too if everyone's door was open to me. I mean, that would be great. But it's still dangerous. So you're saying you have some person that drove you to the airport. One, that's like hilarious to me because no one – I mean, I live in New York City. No one would drive to the airport. It just doesn't happen that way. So someone even drives to the airport, waits with you. You're like, oh, well, I can't get on the plane. And they're like, okay, well, what do we do? Like, and what? And then what happens then when you can't get on the plane?
Okay, so they basically told me that the flight is already full. And they told me to buy a ticket for the next day. But the ticket was, like, even more expensive than the whole return ticket, like, to Dominican Republic and back to Europe. I was just thinking, like, you kidding me? You kidding me? So I decided to make a trip to New York. And I...
But that has to be just as more... So why go to New York if you're worried about the money? New York's an expensive place.
I wanted to visit New York.
So you're just like, fuck it. If I have to spend a bunch of money to go home right now, I might as well spend that money going to New York and hanging out and then buying a cheaper flight later.
Yes.
Even though at the end of the day it's going to cost me just as much, at least I can go see New York.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
So before you leave to go – so you leave for New York that day? That day,
New York or Miami?
No, so you're in Miami. You get bumped off your flight. So that day you buy a ticket to New York or do you stay
that
in Miami?
That day.
So you leave that airport that day to go to New York City.
Yes, and I basically came to New York and I did not know about Model Mayhem. Actually, I heard of it, but I did not have an account on it because in Europe it's not really popular. Uh-huh. We have some different
websites. But
you
had already had some pictures.
I already had,
some modeling photos. Model Mayhem is a modeling site where a lot of up-and-coming models go on, even models who are very established, to book gigs from. And it's a free site, and people go on there, and you can show your shit off and then hopefully get booked. The only problem is you have to vet through all bullshit offers. So I'm explaining this to the audience because you don't understand how difficult it is. Even if she has the pictures on her, she has to update and create this site that does not have an app. So she's literally having to be in the airport or wherever and set the site up. Because basically that's going to bank on whether or not you make any cash to hang out in New York for any extended period of time.
Basically, I was like, when I was in Miami, I was just like waiting at Starbucks for a plane. And I was calling my friend because he's American. He used to live in America. Now he doesn't anymore, but doesn't matter. And I was just calling him like, hey, oh my God, I'm going to New York because I was supposed to meet him instead in Europe. And I was like, I'm going to Europe. Just I need to stay somewhere. Just recommend me something.
Okay.
So he did not really know about anyone who I could stay, like where I could stay or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I just booked the hotel like for a few days.
Did you stay in a hostel or you went to a hotel?
I like first for 5 days I went to hotel.
Hotel, that's expensive, New York City.
Yeah,
where in New York you stay?
At Times Square. It was at Times Square.
So you stayed in Times Square?
Yes.
And you stayed at a hotel?
Yes.
And you created your Model Mayhem account, and within 5 days, you started to meet people and do shoots.
Exactly. It's like I did not really expect it to work so well.
I mean, people are on that thing day and night. I'm not surprised. But that I think it's pretty impressive that you're able to line up that many shoots.
Absolutely.
And sustain. I mean, you were here that first time for how long?
For a month almost.
For a month.
Yes. I did not really mean to stay here, so I was just like writing my family, okay, I'm not gonna stay here in New York only like for 5 days, but for probably 10 days. Mm-hmm. But I still haven't bought a ticket like home because
so
I was thinking
giving
like
dates,
yes,
dates, even though you haven't bought anything.
And then like after like few days after that, okay, I'm not gonna come home like on 10th. I'm gonna come home on 15th, and.
And
then
like,
I came home.
Hailing, no, yes. Come home. I wish I could do your accent. I can't do it. Come home. Hey, I'm speaking guy in the village.
No, it's not.
I wish I was a guy. If I was born in your village, I would be like the guy in the village that everyone thought was had problems, like ocean. I would be. Are there a lot of farming in your village?
My dad has sheep, for example.
I would be a sheep herder. I would be a perverted sheep herder, and they would know me as Jackoff. Hey, how do you say my name in your native tongue?
Josh.
It's actually Josh.
We don't really say. We don't really know your name.
Joshua. Is that exist?
No.
Doesn't exist.
No. Maybe.
What about Joseph? Does that exist?
Joseph.
Joseph. That would be me. I would be Joseph. I would be Joseph, the jack-off sheep herder. How do you say jack-off in your native language? What's the reference to a guy who's jacking off? What do you call masturbation?
What's
the slang term in your language for jacking off?
I don't really think we have a word for a guy like that.
Well, not a guy, but like, you must have a word for masturbation.
Yeah, we do have.
What's it?
Masturbata.
It is?
Yes.
Well, I could speak Czech. So I would be Masturbata Joseph. Joseph? The Masturbata Joseph goat sheep herder. It's a mouthful, folks, but it's a little village. What are you going to do? So you're in New York telling your family that, okay, 5 days, 10 days, 15 days, 20 days,
and
next
actually,
thing it was a month.
Yeah.
And you
and
back.
It was only month just because I really had to go home because my dad needed me to do some things for him.
Uh-huh.
So I basically came the last day that I could have come.
Yeah,
like,
you literally pushed
yes.
it to the very last
yes.
moment. And then you came back quickly, right? Within
mm-hmm.
another month.
Yeah.
You were back. And that's now. And now I have you on the show, which she flew back specifically for the show, folks. That's how big the show is.
Oh, my God.
Haley
absolutely.
Flew back to be on my show.
Yes.
And we appreciate it because we know how sought after the show is. So thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So what's the next move here in New York? Like the next steps, like the next trip and take? Because I have to assume at some point that the shoots dry up in the sense of I know you're working with, the same photographers that you find are good. And this and that, but I assume you have to kind of up the ante and figure out a different way about it. Because every month you have to find new work. And if a guy or a girl or a photographer rather has already shot you a couple times,
mm-hmm.
they may not want to shoot you again. Some may not.
Yeah.
So if you were to come back, what would you come back for? To just shoot again? Or is there a bigger plan here or what?
I have already met like many interesting people.
Yeah.
So right now I'm discussing to shoot for like some really good magazines.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of excited about that. I like kind of like acting. I like the way I do modeling. It's not like real modeling. It's kind of like connected with acting.
But you know what? With acting, you your accent, that's gonna be hard for you, right? To do speaking roles unless it's for.
I mean,
European
acting like
girl.
In pictures.
Oh, you're
acting
saying the way you
pictures.
Emote in pictures, the way you show emotion is
yes.
very actor-like. You don't want to necessarily talk in film.
I don't need to talk.
She has no reason to talk. That's what she's saying.
No words
yeah,
necessary.
She is on a radio show right now, so I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a conflict of interest. But you're saying that you enjoy being able to tell a story via still pictures with
yes,
your expressions.
Yes, or we are creating, for example, some fashion videos.
Videos,
so,
yes.
So, yeah.
That's
it's
awesome.
Like on Sunday, on 13th, I'm making one fashion video. It's going to be really cool
uh-huh.
for one fashion designer. And it's kind of like all black. There will be like eight of us,
mm-hmm.
eight girls.
Sure.
We will be wearing like corsets.
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 Yeah, you said it right. I was just repeating it.
Okay.
So it'll be eight girls, I assume attractive.
It will be kind of
what?
Like...
Black and white, corsets.
Yes.
Very sensual, very lovely.
Absolutely.
Haley will be front and
so
center.
So I think
emoting,
there's a lot
acting,
of work like that.
That you would like to do.
Yes.
That's great.
It's like I enjoy things like that.
So I noticed what I do like about you. And why I wanted to promote you is because you're not obsessed with social media. You work so much in shooting, even though I understand that's kind of part of the ball game here, is social media helps lift your modeling. It helps lift the pictures you're taking. But I know a lot of people also use it as
how they get work. They just build up their followers. And the way you look, you could easily be exploiting your photos and the way you look and taking selfies and all this stuff to get followers. But you don't do that. And I appreciate that, but do you think that you need to push your social media more?
Yeah, that's actually the thing that I'm arguing with, like, that I'm arguing about with my manager.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I know
you're
I should
do that.
New
Yorker, she's a manager already. She's a star. Good. Sorry.
I should do that. I definitely know that I should do that, but
like
I'm kind of like, I keep forgetting.
It's because you have to, it takes you, I feel like because you're European and because you are into life, like living life, and you are on the, I mean, I just said she has a fucking roller bag she lives with. She goes everywhere with it. She's on the run. On the run constantly. It's really hard to take yourself out of the moment and be like, okay, what is my, how many pictures should I take and promote today? It's hard to do that. It is. It's even hard for me because I've been told by a million people that used to represent me that I need to do that more. And I try to do it, but it's very difficult. So I understand what you're saying. But you would, you, but if I had.
It's like mostly my day, it's like I'm running from one shoe to another. And I'm really happy if I have time to go for to coffee shop, drink some tea.
Yeah, I love tea.
I'm a tea girl.
Yeah, I know. You asked for tea coming in here, and I was like, you got to get out.
I can't understand. He has no tea.
I have a teapot. I think I do have tea. I just didn't feel like making it.
Oh.
all right. Speaking of social media, plug where they can see you. Get close to the mic and plug your social media handle. What is your Instagram?
My Instagram is model Haley Fox.
How do you spell Haley Fox?
HAILEFOX.
Okay, Haley Fox, model Haley Fox, at model Haley Fox. Do you have a Twitter or a Snapchat, or it's just Instagram?
No, just Instagram.
Well, this was exciting. We did the show. You see that? It was easy, right? Painless.
Yeah.
You loved it. I could see it in your eyes. You were in love with the show. we got to have you on again when you come back so we can talk more about what your new endeavors are. And I appreciate you coming in. Did you have fun?
Absolutely.
These winners and these losers.
I want to thank Haley Fox. Make sure you go follow Haley Fox, HAILEE Fox, on Instagram and all that other stuff. She's very, very, very sexy, very nice, good person. So Haley, if you're listening, my dear, thanks for coming on. You were great. Did a hell of a job. You can follow the show at Broken Tailed, BROKENTAILED, Instagram, all that stuff, Facebook, add us, follow us, make sure you subscribe too, because we have a lot of great shows coming up, a lot of great people like Haley coming up on the show, which I'm really excited about. We're meshing into 2017 here. It's coming up, man. It's lurking, and we're going to do it up big. I feel it. We're going to do it up big. So thanks for listening to Broken Tail Dog with Josh Ricardo. You can email the show at brokentaildog@gmail.com. And yeah, so I miss you. I don't know why I miss you. I don't know who I'm missing, but I'm missing somebody. I got some whiskey in front of me, and the night looks pretty nice. Candles burning. It's really late. It's about 1 in the morning. I smoked some weed that gave me a full body high, and I slept from 4 p.m. until 10, so I made a huge mistake. So now I probably won't sleep for another 3 days. Okay. All right. Enjoy the rest of your evenings. Take it easy. I'm out.